Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to Let's Find Out. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Great Reset and what is coming to all of us in 2026 and 2027. This is a lifetime where we can shift from being a three-dimensional human to becoming something much more multidimensional. It comes down to our ability and willingness to surrender to our heart coherence instead of working from our head. As I have often said, emotions are important, logic is important, emotions are more important. We're embodying all of these incoming light codes daily. We're also ingesting water, and water is also ingesting all of the light codes. This is all a part of a divine plan, however tough it seems to be right now. See all this energy being poured down on us from the universe as fertilizer for your soul. Just sit quietly and tap in. It's beautiful, and the energy brings you a new, deep sense of peace. In the historic plan, we have seen the rise of the masculine control over our society, along with the suppression and destruction of the divine feminine. This energy is in your textbooks, it's in the Bible, and every other history book available. At this powerful time, in 2025, we all feel something is changing. The unveiling of the extraordinary astrological forces shaping the years ahead. The 12,000-year cycle shift is coming on February 20th, 2026. The Great Reset. These energies are coming back into our encoding. Let's all feel blessed that we are living in this time and experiencing something that we can readily feel a part of and resonate with. The divine feminine and the divine masculine are coming back together in balance, which began on December 4, 2025, with that Gemini super full moon. The Earth communities are coming together through the internet on live calls. The light workers have been going through some major upgrades together. Ask yourself, what do you feel in your heart that humanity is becoming right now? What is going on in your personal life? You are becoming a higher expression of yourself than you ever have been, now and in any other prior Earth time. It's very empowering and immensely exciting. We're becoming multidimensional, and people are already experiencing this, especially in their dream life. I encourage everyone to keep a dream journal through 2027, and you may feel that you have written a historic journal that can help many people. Our psychic sensitivity, our sixth sense that we all have naturally, is opening up for us. Our heart center is being activated now and through the new spiritual chakras, the 10th chakra, the spiritual heart center. We're becoming a living, loving, multidimensional being. There are some echoes of ancient Atlantis and Lemuria that many are feeling very aligned to. There is a very strong sense of oneness and connection to all living beings. The planet, the galaxy, our plants, our pets, our loved ones. Once we have that sense of oneness and connection, then there can be no war, no hunger, no hurting each other, no emotional pain, no division, no separation, no I'm right and you're wrong. Many feel that, and we're at the point already. And the more that we can drop into that higher consciousness, that higher state of being, that zero point of stillness, the more we can access the sense of just living in oneness and love. 2025 was a 9-year, and we had so many ending cycles. Now we have to process all of these final endings. And the energy that begins with the convergences, with the changes and the interruptions, we have to go through convergence into a new way of living. As a collective, we sense this new era and we want to know what's coming next. There's no present record time for this energy. It has never been present on the planet Earth before. As an astrologer, I spotted many changes set up for the 2020s. Beginning in 2017, I got very excited about this February 20th Great Reset of 2026. I see it as a very unique time in our history. Usually you can go back in time and say, this happened X hundred of years ago. The outer planets coming together at the same time, at the anorectic degree in their signs, at the end of the zodiac and then at the very beginning of the next zodiac, is a very exciting time, especially the Saturn-Neptune aspect. This conjunction happens at 0 degrees Aries, the creator degree. This is pure potentiality, and it happens at the midpoint of Uranus and Pluto. I saw it as humanity stepping into another episode of spiritual sovereignty. The collective will begin to live from the inside out instead of the outside in. This is a quantum jump. It's not linear, but a jump into a very different state of being. This change affects our biology as well as the entire way we operate. We will begin to operate more from the heart center than the head. We've all lived through the information communication age, TikTok, Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube, and short attention spans have been developed and encouraged. Not many people read a novel anymore. They wait until it becomes a movie or a TV show. 100 years ago, the way we entertain ourselves was to sit, get quiet, and read a good book. I'm afraid that time has faded away. But there's a big shift coming in 26-27 of dropping into the heart and the pure, loving bliss that comes with that. And over time, that will change everything. It's quite difficult to put it into words, but that state that both Yogananda and Edgar Cayce spoke about is going to become real. It will become the new normal for us. We will begin to establish new families of frequencies. We have embodied a new human. We are all living here in joy, sharing laughter, celebrating the beauty of this planet, and supporting each other. This is truly a community of bliss. At this time, the light workers are becoming lighthouses to their personal geographies to share and build outward these feelings. We can't start to build this out into our environment until we've embodied it. This entire process that we're going through, This evolutionary process is coming through our bodies, where before it came through our etheric body and aura. Now it has become physical, and that's the change. That's the leap. The new light codes are higher frequency. They are waves of light that are coming in, and they have to be taken in through our physical body. All of us feel these impulses in our bodies as we move past February 20th and ground everything into the new earth. We have to get out of the head that is so mathematical and analytical to connect to nature and the land and all of its magic in a deeper way. It's that sense of embodiment that we have to really get in touch with. Natural law states that we can't feel it in our outer world until we feel it within. When we feel love and peace within ourselves, then it will automatically be broadcast out into the world. Embodiment is lack of feeling separate. We are not feeling the future that we have all been desiring and craving, the gift from the new earth. Lack of feeling separate is the gift from the new earth. This means that we all have to change because we have been taught to feel the energy of division, this energy of lack. But now at the great reset, there is no lack, no separation. How will this energy of embodiment ripple out to the 8 billion of us living on the planet Earth? The as within, so without existence. In our lives today, as well as in our past lives, we've always had a sense of pushing, planning, anticipation. We've had to have a business plan, a goal, a focus. You are trying to control your reality and your future. That's been a sense of gripping and grasping. And there's been so many of us living in survival mode, in the war zones, or the homeless. The thought is, you've got to be safe. You've got to have money in your bank account. You've got to lock your front door. You have to have security. That kind of territorial materialism and continual gripping is very externally focused. A big part of this shift is really very simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. The word is surrender. Surrender to these beautiful cosmic energies that are coming in right now. Be open to surrendering and letting go, trusting the energies, trusting the universe. If we can get that sense of embodiment right now, forget all that stuff, drop into stillness, drop into your breath, have that sense of joy, of no sense of space or time. Then what starts to happen internally is a completely different way of living. As we drop into bliss, trust, love, gratitude, compassion, peace, we don't have to try. We don't have to effort. We automatically magnetize in the people, the opportunities, the circumstances that we need in life. It all comes to us, as opposed to having to strive and struggle to control life, which we never can accomplish without our inner spiritual support anyway. The energies get magnetized to us. We develop this, and the more we develop our magnetism along with our heart coherence, they have to be together, the more life just flows. We become a part of the river of life and love. All that 3D reality of effort and strife will disappear. It will just go. It will depart. It will not be a part of your reality any longer. This new life, it will not be like anything you've ever lived in the past. We're going to hear more about all this after we come back from our weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of December 8th through December 14th, 2025. 2025 has been a positive number 9 year with relatively few difficult streaks. Instead, we have passed through an exciting time of planetary changes, giving us a glimpse of what's coming in the next era. Over the next few weeks, it may feel like the universe has compacted all of the year's challenging aspects into a short period time frame to close out the year's completions, endings, and new beginnings. At least we can get it over with all at once. Conflicts you work through now will enable positive long-term development. In the short term, however, resistances may arise. Be sure not to allow yourself to fall prey to negative thinking and become a hermit. If the holiday invites seem overwhelming, don't hesitate to slow down and say no. However, sometimes it can help to get out with people and lift your spirits. Mars reaches the square to Saturn on Tuesday, December 9th. This is a contentious square. Open combativeness brushes up against the passive-aggressive cold shoulder. Impatience, overconfidence, or inflated expectation can cause a lot of friction. This could lead to feelings of anxiety, prohibiting you from focusing on your own well-being. Adjust your strategies where needed and accept the limits that others set for you. On Wednesday, December 10th, and Thursday, December 11th, Mercury in Scorpio conjoins Lilith, opposes Uranus in Taurus, and trines Neptune in Pisces, which turns direct on the last degree of Pisces on December 10th. Mercury then moves into Sagittarius. Expect some restlessness, unforeseen events, and sudden course changes. The flood of information can be confusing and overwhelming. Make sure to draw clear boundaries and examine carefully which thoughts you allow to take root in your mind. Avoid scheduling any meetings on these days. On the plus side, Thursday is a highly creative, dreamy day that promotes imagination, brainstorming, and artistic work. Saturday is a good day for talking things out and clearing up issues that are preventing forward movement within your relationships. On Sunday, you may feel like you're fighting against manipulation from an invisible enemy. Do not cast blame on anyone unless you have absolute proof. You need to get clear of guilt first. This is a time to put up barriers and set strong boundaries between yourself and any controlling people around you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. All year long, I knew there was a pivot point coming as we exited 2025. The energetic quantum jump is energy that's so different in 2026. What's that jump gonna be? All the astrology is in place, but something is missing. What could it be? What I received energetically was that it's a quantum pivot point. We're in a two-stage awakening program from the universe, from the divine, 2025 into 2026. We're standing inside a moment that mystics foresaw, the prophets anticipated, and the ancient lineage has protected. We're in a cosmic countdown, a two-stage awakening process, a shift that touches not only the Earth, but the entire solar system. And for me, this journey was predicted by three guiding forces in my life. Edgar Cayce, Paramahansa Yogananda, and my grandmother, my first teacher, whose shamanic lineage opened this path for me long before I knew where it led. Their teachings are alive in what I'm about to share with you tonight. So let's begin. December 19th, 2025, just 2 weeks away. Stage one begins. Between March of 2025 and December 19th, 2025, we've had what is called the lead-up. We've had the letting go of anything in our life that no longer serves us, letting go of bad habits and blockages, and preparing for what's coming now. On December 19th, 2025, something extraordinary happens. The interstellar visitor, 3I Atlas, passes closest to the Earth on the winter solstice window during a Capricorn new moon, which is under Saturn's leadership, the keeper of karmic cycles and cosmic timing. This is the moment stage one begins. A pulse of energy, a wave of vibration that has traveled across the galaxy for thousands of years, enters our planetary field. The doorway is open. This marks the beginning of a 60-day corridor leading to the most significant reset in human history. Edgar Cayce spoke of a time when great changes would come from the forces that move through space and through the hearts of men. This is the time. My grandmother, with her shamanic knowing, used to say, "Watch the sky. The sky always tells you what's coming." She was right. July 1st, 2025 was the discovery of the 3I Atlas. On July 1st, astronomers in Chile spotted an object arriving from interstellar space at a velocity too fast to be captured by the sun. It was there that they named it the 3I Atlas. The moment I saw the announcement, something inside me recognized it. This was the catalyst. This was the carrier wave, the fulfillment of zodiac prophecy and the yoga vision. Yogananda said that the center of all true cosmic knowledge is vibration, the word, the sound, the pulse of God. This object, the 3I Atlas, carries that pulse. In early September, at the Pisces full moon eclipse, which fell directly on my sun at 25 degrees Pisces, I felt the shift personally. My body filled with energy so intense, I felt like a balloon filled with light. All I could do was write and sleep. The book that came, Mysteries Revealed, poured through me, not from me, but through me. This was a download. This was attunement. This was the inner activation of stage one. It reminded me of Cayce's trances and Yoganandaji's samadhi states and my grandmother's visit from the ancestors. The veil was gone, and I was looking right into the other side. Then in October, I experienced the green light event. One night in October, when the 3I Atlas neared Mars, I experienced something that was not a dream and not a vision, but a physical event. My spine glowed, my bloodstream shimmered, my body filled with effervescence, and then a soft green wave of light floated into my bedroom, wave after wave after wave, just like the healing vibrations that I've experienced from wonderful healers around the world. My grandmother had had that when she described the sky people touched her life. The next morning, my heart felt 20 pounds lighter, and I knew something in my body had been recalibrated. There was an urgency with the birth of this book. Immediately after that green light experience, I felt a powerful message. The book must be born at Halloween. It was not a suggestion. It was a spiritual instruction. And so it happened. I wrote short chapters from direct transmission. I wrote spiritual medication for a generation that no longer has time for long chapters in a book. This book belongs to the internal awakening. Once I had it undercover and I received the first book for editing from Amazon, the book vibrated. Every book of Mysteries Revealed vibrates. It will give you an internal awakening. Astronomers now see that 3i Atlas is not acting like a normal comet. Actually, it's not a comet. It's accelerating without gravitational explanation. As it went behind the sun on October 29th, its light signature changed after absorbing solar plasma and it split in two. It emits frequencies that interact with the heliosphere, and behind it is a process of six additional objects, a cosmic caravan. Yogananda taught us that the universe is guided by divine intelligence and it's not random chance. Casey said, those from other worlds will lend their aid to Earth's transformation. This is the choreography of what they spoke of. Stage one of our new world is underway. What's coming is the February 20th reset. And now we reach the turning point of the new age, February 20th, 2026. That's the moment where the cosmos exhale the new world into being. Saturn and Neptune are at 0 degrees Aries. Pluto is at 0 degrees Aquarius. Uranus is preparing to be at 0 degrees Gemini. But Uranus is at 29 degrees Taurus, which is still very important and very close to 0 degrees Gemini. This is a moment not seen ever in recorded history. The old world timeline ends and the new world timeline begins. This is the completion of stage one. Casey foresaw the return of the Christ consciousness in the hearts of humanity. Yogananda foresaw the rise of the superconscious mind. That's called ignition. February 20th brings us ignition. May 2026 is the end of stage one and the beginning or opening of stage two. In May of 2026, Venus leaves Gemini and enters the home sign of Cancer. Mars leaves Aries and enters Taurus, and Jupiter enters Leo on July 1st. This is a very powerful 90 days between March 16th and July 1st. Stage 1 is the awakening, and stage 2 is the becoming. Stage 1 is internal, it's within you, but stage 2 is the expression of what's within you. Stage 1 is preparation. Stage 2 is embodiment. Jupiter in Leo shines a celestial light on the new human. It brings courage, creativity, truth, leadership from the heart, and the radiance that Yogananda called the divine child consciousness. Stage two is when humanity rises into its new vibration. What are we becoming? We're becoming intuitive, telepathic, visionary, heart-centered, and multidimensional. We are becoming the version of humanity that Casey predicted, that Yogananda cultivated, and that my grandmother always knew was possible. We are becoming the divine human, the connection to the universe, the telepathic, all-knowing human, which is actually a higher vibration, a step upward, a step closer to the divine, and a step far more closer to the vibration of love than we have ever known on this planet. Now we're going to have our break. We'll have our song, and I'll be back with what's happening in December of 2025.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, the author of Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. In 2023, I suffered a stroke that changed everything, laying in the hospital in Boca Raton, Florida, in ICU for 5 days. I began speaking to my guides, realizing that I had crossed into an area between the worlds. Yet I healed through my own voice, recording a weekly radio show, one sentence at a time. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace. From a Florida hospital to my ancestral home in New Hampshire, teaching me that miracles are born in our darkest hours. Mysteries Revealed shares what I learned beyond the veil, the awakening of the new spiritual chakras, which I had received through spirit in 2014, the eternal nature of the soul, and the power of divine love to heal the body. Join me and discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries, now available on Amazon.com and major bookstores.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was From a Distance by Bette Midler. I'm going to give you the December astrology for every sign, beginning with the moon. We've already had the full moon in Gemini, so let me talk about the December 19th new moon in Sagittarius. This is the same time that the three-eyed Atlas will be passing over the Earth, and it's the beginning of the entrance into Capricorn and the winter solstice. So December 19th brings the feeling of gloom. You may feel at a loss as to just what to do for your future. Remember, surrender. Ask the universe. Don't isolate yourself and dwell on it. Find a trusted friend to talk things over with. Here are the personal signs for December 2025. Aries. When Neptune turns direct on December 10th, your life begins to move forward again. A sense of magic returns to your vibration. With three planets in Capricorn, a sense of practicality overwhelms you. It's a good time to negotiate that contract, ask for a raise, interview for the new job, or win a service competition at the office. You meet new people, broaden your social circle, and deepen your personal relationships. A casual friend could bring the catalyst for some life-changing events. 2026 opens the door for a bright new lifestyle. Taurus. With three planets in Capricorn, you spend December focusing on your long-term goals. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Not just in your professional life, but your emotional and spiritual life as well. If you're stressed about finances, talk to a close friend or professional for guidance. The new moon in Sagittarius on the 19th encourages you to take control of your life. As 2026 opens, your mantra is, don't second-guess yourself. Gemini. Both the full and new moons will be very powerful for you this month, Gemini. It's a month heavy with Capricorn energies, and you've achieved a professional milestone. It's either a promotion or retirement, but brings a complete change of scene, which is coming in 2026. If you've been struggling with a close love relationship, New Year's Eve can bring you a complete reset. Cancer. The last month of 2025 shines a spotlight on your close relationships. At the full Sagittarian moon on the 19th, take time to plan an adventurous weekend for New Year's Eve. With the sun entering Capricorn and the winter solstice on the 21st, spending time with the people you love and sharing lists of your new life focus can teach you a lot about who you want to be. Take time to set your path for 2026. Leo. You enjoy the passion and excitement of the first part of December with a lineup of Sagittarian planets. You look forward to planning the future as the Capricorn planets begin to line up at the winter solstice mid-month. Insecurities may show up during Christmas week. Make sure you spend time with positive and supportive people. Dancing and dining with your sweetie New Year's Eve is the perfect way to welcome in 2026. Virgo. December might just be the most romantic month of this year for you, Virgo, especially at the winter solstice when many planets move into Capricorn. You're the center of attention as December opens. Although that may have you feeling uncomfortable, the attention is well deserved. At the Sagittarius new moon on the 19th, the best thing you can do is go with your gut. If you have a big decision to make, get some advice from a faithful friend. On New Year's Eve, your love relationship is strengthened with deeply moving conversations. Libra. December brings a loving, subtle energy of home, family, and a sense of belonging. After the winter solstice and many planets moving into Capricorn in your fourth house, it's time to focus on home and family. Time to deal with the projects that you've been putting off. This is a great energy for you at work, and your self-confidence gets a boost. It might be difficult to keep the peace over the holidays. when some jealousy rears its ugly head. Try to keep the peace on New Year's Eve. You will find that it will be worth it. Scorpio. In the first half of December is a good time to get straight with your material goals. Whether it's redoing your budget, getting rid of the clutter, or buying that big ticket item, get busy with the plans. In the second half, the focus shifts over to loved ones and family. As the year ends, try to be optimistic and trust that abundance is possible for you in 2026. If doubts crop up, lean on your friends for support. Sagittarius. The first part of December remains focused on moving forward with your goals. Focus on any strain with your close relationships, especially with your partner. Avoiding issues only makes matters worse. Being honest will bring you closer together. The new Capricorn energy at the winter solstice offers you a fresh start. Christmas Day and the following holiday week bring new intentions and changes into your life. If you think that anything is possible on New Year's Eve, you may find out that it really is. Capricorn. December brings several planets back home to your sign of Capricorn. The more you assert yourself, the happier you'll be, especially in the second half of the month. The early part of December asks you to focus on your health, especially if there's something you've been putting off. At the new moon on the 19th, you may feel a bit drained. Your intuition is quite sharp during the holiday, so if you get a hunch, follow up on it. Finally, you take some time away from your usual routine at New Year's to get closer to your sweetie. Aquarius. The first half of December is a great time for group activity. It's a very romantic time for you. Creative projects come to completion. Special people declare their love for you. And your heart has a private breakthrough all of its own. Take time to reflect on this past year and what you envision for yourself in 2026. Holiday week is the perfect time to connect with family and community. It's good to remind yourself about the wonderful people out there. On New Year's Eve, don't wait for the perfect moment to go after what you want. Just embrace it. Pisces. Early December is the perfect time for settling some career goals for 2026. What's good for you? Then begin to put things into action at the winter solstice and the Sagittarius new moon. Invest in your family and friends on Christmas Day. Fix that special meal and share all the love. You may hear some important career news before New Year's Day. Wonderful new changes, new beginnings, and a new way of life are coming in soon, Pisces. As for right now, Happy New Year. We've come to the end of our show. Thank you for listening. Of course, we still have our meditation and our music and our closing with Richard. I'll see you again next week. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight our meditation is Embracing the New World Energies. Close your eyes. Make sure you're sitting with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Feel the ground beneath you and the earth preparing for her new frequency. Now, imagine a beam of soft white gold light descending from above your head, coming in through the eighth chakra. This is the December 19th energy pulse. Let it enter your crown chakra and fill your body with warmth. Feel the light going down to the root chakra, filling your body with warmth. Now imagine a second beam a silver green light flowing into your heart. This is the February 20th reset. Let it settle into your chest like a new rhythm. Now imagine a third beam of radiant golden sunfire light. The color is amber. It's expanding out from your heart. This is the May 2026 energy. It brings in stage two, your emergence, both physical and spiritual. Let the three lights merge. White gold, silver green, and sunfire, forming a single field circling around you. You are inside the circle of light. You are inside the new world energy. You are aligned with the cosmic rhythm. You are vibrating and ascending. You are becoming a part of the new awakening. Take another deep breath. Release it slowly. And when you open your eyes, you can carry this new frequency with you. You are ready to embrace the new world. You are ready.